Okay, good tzvach, everybody. We're holding over here in Perek Lamed. So all of a sudden there's a lot of fireworks at Matan Torah. So he explains, in other words, whenever you say that there's a change in something, that something out of the ordinary happened, so Bal Karchach, everything it will change. In other words, there'll be many changes because the nature of the out of the ordinary means everything has changed. Teva itself, so to speak, has changed. Or the figoid lashinimash hashinigod, or be medrish. Hashem lamabo yashav, kshakash brach nos entirely Israel, hoy koil hoylech mesefer lamat sefer, for chomal ha oilam achazosin re'ada bechalehem. His captures of Bilam, Amrloi, Makoila Moinazesha Shamanu, Shema Mavi Mabula Oilam, Shenema Shemla Mabul Yashav, Omna Kunisha Sporks of Mabul Oilam, Shenema Kimeno Achasoan. In other words, there was a Havamina that the intensity of what was happening was so strong it felt like a Mabul. Amalei Shema Mabul Shemayim Eni Mevi Mabul Shem Eish Mevi Shema Hashem Nishav Eish Amalei Kvanisha Kesprosh Shem Mabul Kol Ika Shnei Mabul Iyo Oida Mayim Lamabul Alechem Do Tovi Yashav Beis Gnozov Gnuzetz Lai Tatka Dairis Kon Shiv Oilam V'Noyson La Amoy Shnei Ma Shem Oizam Yitein Onu Kul Mama Shem Yosam Rasholim. So Chazal say that the greeting of that event was Ki Ilu a Mabul being given, which means a total Shinui HaTeva. Biru b'medrash, kiroa sha'achas shina zeshansan Torah man shemayim, u'dova chodosh yotze l'poyel ha'Torah, she'aseichol ha'nivdol shabot oylo magashmi, she'enimshach shina achadova zeh, shu shina gadol. Let's explain a little bit what the pshat over here is. The by definition, a seichol nivdol cannot be shayach to a place that's not nivdol. The word seichel nivdol means it is of a different nature. So just like the mashal, there's no way a bal chai could understand human understanding. It's just not part of the mitzvahs of his brain. The mitzvahs of the brain of bal chai is not shayach to it. So human understanding is different, not of that world. Torah understanding of right and wrong is not shayach to us. It's elikus. It's a different hasag, a different tfisa. If it says that it came down to this world, it means that it becomes to some degree perceptible to us, comprehensible to us, and so on. That's what it means. It doesn't just mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu came and dumped it down. It means we have a sense of it. We can connect it to somewhat. We can be done. We can pass halachas and so on. We can explain it in our terms. So that means that in a closed set, so the marshal, if all of a sudden a Baal Chai begins to understand somewhat human understanding, it's not the pshat that, you know, it's another development within the brain of the Baal Chai. It's a whole upheaval. It's a whole, the brain has become something other than it was before, because we're talking about a closed circle of its own Havanas and Tfisas, and now something else came in. If in the world the Havana and Tfisa of Torah becomes part of it, that means that something new has come in onto the world, and that's a major upheaval. You expect many other things to happen with it. Once the norm is not there anymore, then everything is open for upheaval. So, tatkadoris means to say that it's something which is not of this world. It supersedes this world. It's beyond this world. So he says, and he explains in other places what the number tatkad is.
So
So he says another thing. Torah is muchrach, and therefore it is chazak. Let's explain a little bit. Let's understand the nekud over here. We spoke before, there are things in the world that are muchrach. Laws of nature are muchrach. This is the way it is. Mathematics is muchrach. It's not a suggestion. It's not useful. It's not helpful. It is. Its metzias is absolute. So 2 and 2 equals 4, no matter what. A triangle's angles add up to 180 degrees, no matter what. No matter how inconvenient, and no matter what you do to change it, that's the way it is. Then there are things in the world that are flexible. The chizik of something, the strength of something, is measured by how mutable it is. So something that's putty, very, very weak, you can bend and shape and change any which way. Something which is stronger, wood, stone, takes a lot more effort to change it. Laws of nature are absolute, and they just don't change. So since Torah is muchrach, Torah is not a helpful idea, it's not a good suggestion, it's not a worthy ideal, this is right and wrong. This is emes, this is sheker. So b'meila, the phenomena that would associate it with it would be described to us as chazak. So just like when you pound with a hammer made of very strong steel, it makes a big noise. And when you pound with rubber, it doesn't make any noise because the rubber sort of flexes. When Torah came into this world, the effect should be an effect of chazak. Whatever effect chazak makes, that's the effect it has. So reflection of that in the phenomena that accompanied Matan Torah would be one of strength. So just like a king comes in with splendor because it matim for him, everything is accompanied by the phenomena that are matim for it. So b'meila, the description of Matan Torah as being an event that produced phenomena that were very, very strong, very powerful, are a reflection of the innate nature of Torah as being chazak. So Amma, by he koilois ubrakim, v'onan kavod v'koilash chazmoit. Another nekuda that you find in the description of koilos brakim, onan kavod and koilash shayfa, three different elements. Kimipnei shehatorah hakoil. Another property of Torah is it includes the entirety of the bria. The entire Bria is described by Torah, is addressed by Torah. It's addressing the entire Bria. Therefore, those shinuyim have to be in every aspect of the Bria. Koilus is ruach, brokim is eish, onan is mayim. Ke'elu shlosha yisoyd ha'shem avi mayim eishem lemala. So this is using the model of Emesh, and that everything consists of Ave Mayim Eish and Ofa, which is a model that early the Kadmonim used. It also can apply today in the sense of solid, liquid, gas, energy. So the phenomena that accompanied Matan Torah were all inclusive. So it said the way it describes Avimayim Eish are obviously more lamala, offers lamata. Kamotim and Amayim al Yoinim Huba, or the Fika Kashnita term al Yoinim Yimashach Shinu Bakoil, Dainu Mukola Yisayda Shem Lamala, Chutz Mi Yisayda Oretz, Katar Nitla Oretz, Vleibo Min Haaretz. Ve'elu Shloishi Yisaydes Nachshav Ayoinim, Gachnim Shachashinu Bahem. So three of the four describe Torah as coming from Lamala, and then there's one more, which is the Kol Shefa, Vishu Kol Shefa Luchazik, So he says like this: the Kol Shefa is described. He doesn't describe it like that, but it Kol Shefa is described in the Sfarim when they speak about the Yonah Shefa as containing all those three elements. He doesn't say that, but what he does say is that besides the individual elements that the world is made up of, you also, or that Yoyim are made up of, to be correct, the fact that they come together, that there's a Yitzia Lapol, the fact that it became a world. It's not just raw material. It's like the ingredients of a cake and the cake itself. So you have the ingredients, and then you have Yeshvach Eitzim Bepas. You have the baking process. So the four phenomena that were produced, three are connected to the basic ingredients of the world, and one is connected to the etzem mitzias of the world. So he says, Olekach omar kol ha-shefa yitzir l'poal. She-mishutofim kol ha-shleisha. In a world that Kadosh Baruch Hu created, all of the above were integrated. Va-yitzir l'poal nechsha kol ha-shefa, she-kol yitzir l'poal mitzias. A koil is always called the yitzir l'poal. It's something which you have inside you, your thoughts, your feelings, your breath, and everything. And when it comes out into Dibur, that's a big Yetzir L'Poel. It's also the reason why, l'mashal, a king, when he wanted to announce some sort of decree, event, or when they want to coronate a king, they blew Shefa. The blowing is kind of a sign, here, from now on, this is going to be the case. So basically his point is that since this affected a world that had all these elements, each element came out with a shinui and with a chayzik at the Maimon Har Sinai, and the different inyanim, whether the shayfer or the anan and so on, they're all connected to these different elements and the Yetzir L'Poel. Okay, and he says,
How is a shayfer yitzir l'poel more than the koilis?
So, because a koil doesn't seem to have a shayrish. It's there. A shayfer has the tekea. In other words, the whole tzur of it is, it's a thin point which broadens itself and comes out. So you blow in and out comes a koil. So you see it as the Yetzir L'Poel, the person. The kolos themselves are just like a thunder. It's a big coil, but you don't perceive it as coming from somewhere. So in a shayfer, you have that Yetzir L'Poel. That's an akuda that a lot of the Sfarim speak about. Shkol shayfer, they say that. They also add that it havlei halev and so on. But tachlis, it is the Yetzir L'Poel. And that's why the Xeris and everything Rosh Hashanah, which is the Yetzir L'Poel of the world, Rosh Hashanah is the Zman for it. Kei Shaif is the Nekuda. Because Nitna Torah LeYisrael, that's why Shaifa has to be in the right Seder. You need the Nekuda Tsar to be by you and the Rochav outside. You can't reverse it because the Seder Advarim is the flow from a Nekuda to a Rochav Advarim. Because So basically what he's saying is that there is these inyanim that we speak about are an intermediate layer between Lamala to us. The inyanim of Avir and Eish and Mayim, those are at that level, those are ki'ilu above us, under Lamala. So if a shinui comes to us, it traverses, it passes through all of these, and b'meila it gives its sign. So l'mashal, if a rocket is shot from point A to point B, along the way there's going to be some change. There's going to be heat or radiation or something, because if the rocket is strong, if the rocket's making a change by me, it's making a change in the pathway to me as well. So Matan Torah was a new Bria. In other words, the Bria was rearranged in a way that was different than before. And anytime I define something as a new Bria, Bal Korchach, everything shifts. Any change that's Minei Ubei doesn't require more than its own change. But if I'm changing something fundamentally, then everything is going to change.
If you've gone to Nafsheva Brachos, you've heard this Maimon Chazal many, many, many times. What's the hezb of it? Ki av sheh matan Torah brokim anu kaved, lo ye'echad im chamisha. Rak ha-koilois al-pidas Chazal ayu chamisha. V'davazeh mipnei ki ha-koil moire ala mitzius, she'ini ha-koil, shu yoitza mitzius, v'u nimtza b'nishmel acha. V'davazeh mivu ba'atzmoy, Let's talk about this Nikud over here. When I speak about something being Yotze Lepoel, being Bekoach or Yotze Befoel, what I mean is like this. The Yotze Lefoel means it enters a certain arena. There's a world, the world as we know it, the entire universe. Anything that's Yotze Lefoel means it has now become a member of this establishment of the universe. The first point about that is that it is now interactive with every other element in the Bria. All the different elements of the Bria are connected by virtue of the fact that they're in the same place. When something is Bekoach, there is no interaction between everything that's Bekoach. So anything that exists befall in this world interacts with anything else that's befall, because the definition of befall means that we're all part of the same circle. Same, we all exist within the same universe. Anything that is not part of this circle, anything that's bekoach, so each bekoach is in its own world. So koil / dibur, but koil more than anything else. When I'm thinking and you're thinking and he's thinking, that's called bekoach, and each one thinks to himself, and my thinking and your thinking and his thinking don't interact. The minute it moves over into the world of koil,
It now becomes part of the conversation of the world. It now becomes part of what the world is talking about. It's audible to you, it's respondable by you, and that's an interaction. So a yetzia lekoil is a definition, is a description of yetzia min hakoach lapoel, and one of its key elements is the interaction with the other elements in this befall. So he explains the two things, what the chomesh is and what the kolos is. The number chomesh, one of the inyanim that he speaks about constantly is as follows. When I ask myself in how many different directions can something spread out, the answer is four. Mizrach, Mayav, Tzof, and Dorim are the amount of directions that things can be mispashed to. That is hispashtus. B'meila l'mashal ra is seen always in Dalit. L'mashal, we have the Dalit Malchus. This is where the Maral speaks about this. You have Dalit Malchus because the Yitzia from Tov is always in four directions. The tikkun of the ra in Dalit is chamesh. When I have a center point that binds all of these nekudas, so that means they're not spread out in the sense that each one is pulling in its own. They all are integrated into the middle. So a huge country that has many different factions, departments, divisions, so on, without a central leadership is extraordinarily chaotic. It's a churban. Put in a strong leadership, then all of those departments, divisions, groups, and so on become part of the koach of that midpoint. So when Torah descended to the world, it has two properties. Torah has two properties to it. It encompasses the entirety of human existence, every facet of his activities, of his normal activities, are included in Torah, and Torah is mechaberit to a certain ruchnius and panemius that's beyond. So chomesh is the number that's appropriate because that's exactly what it is. It's an akuda with all of the four different sides coming together. So chomesh kolos is a description of something which came out the poel and included the entirety of the Bria in a way that brings it back to its Sheresh and to its Makar. That's why it's appropriate for Torah. Now, what about the poor Chassan over here? Olafik ha'amu mishenena misudas chasavena misamchoi oive b'chamish kailas ki ru'uya ha'simcha l'chassan ki k'shem sha'ha'evel hu behefsud beheda kach ru'uya ha'simcha k'shesh metziyo shalom. I mean, if taking something away from Metzius is evil, bringing something to its Metzius is simcha. And since the Adam is not shalom without being married, there's no simcha until he gets married. Ve'en l'cha Metzius is the shalom is zivik chasim v'kalam. Ke Adam, im shu shalom nivram tachtoinim, lo'yu Metzius shalom shise ishe lak, mo'yisez b'lamayla, v'dozez b'archi v'aragoyla. Because she yesh lem zivik b'yachad, הרי הוא שלום על הזיווק שלהם. והאדם הוא השלום הסוילו. And Adam is what made the world complete. ויכולו. לפי כך רואי השמחה בזיווק שלהם, המויר על המציאס. הפך האבל המויר על ההפסיד. וכאשר אין כאן שמחה, כאילו אין כאן מציאס שבשלמוס בשעס הזיווק. So if a person doesn't produce simcha, he ki'ilu is denying the shleimus is denying that it came out before. In other words, if a chosen and a kala are mashing together something which creates a mitzvah in the world, why doesn't it echo? So if I throw a stone into a pond, it makes a noise, it makes a splash. I shine a flashlight and it doesn't. So the reflection of, it's our job to echo the amitis adava. The amitis adava of a chosen kala is that something has come out before. We are the ones that need to produce the koil to echo that. And therefore he says, And since this is in effect something that's making a davar shalem, the reaction to it should be a simcha. In other words, just like, let's give an example. The inyonim of kavod, kavod haTorah, kavod chachamim, kavod zkenim, and so on, they all mean that we need to reflect in our maisim that mitas ha'inyan. So a chacham is a davar gadol. We don't, it doesn't have any physical reflection to it. So when a big, strong, powerful person walks in, people naturally sort of are taken aback a bit. You can see some sort of out reaction. When a chacham gadol walks into the room, only if I have hakara and I react to it the way I ought to react to godless, only then can I say that the Shivas has given its right it has given its right coil. It has echoed properly in our world. So our job in the koilus of simcha of chasen kala is to reflect the shleimus that is inherent in a chasen kala. This is also the inyan of the simcha with Torah. You have this associated with simcha of Torah, and you know the what is Gomroy, I guess apropos to the scene of Rafayemi today or yesterday or whenever, or you know the simcha of Torah, the musig of being sameach when you mashlim a dvar Torah, a sim of a mesechta, means there was a certain shleimus, which is a bria chadasha. It's a shleimus mitzar atzma. The fact that I was mesayim something and I have a davar shalom, that's more than simcha. The fact that the Torah are a shleimus and a bria. The bria was chas of something, and now the bria got it. Okay, we'll hold it here by the Karban Taida.
We don't see a focus by Matan Torah on Klal Yisrael reacting to that Yitzhak HaPoel. We don't see a focus on them reflecting it like we see this in Klal
Yisrael. It could be also that was part of the Taina, and when it says that they slept and they didn't wake up, it could be part of that Taina was a lack of that. The one point that I could say is, it says Yotzeh Nishmasam. In other words, the whole metzias, if it's yotzeh nishmasai, means the whole metzias reflected it. Imagine, let's take an example. Imagine somebody sees a long lost friend and he's very happy. So he's expressive. He yells, he screams, he this, he that. Imagine somebody sees a long lost child or whatever. Person sees and the person collapses, he faints. That's the greatest expression of Yisra'akshus, being affected by it. So the Yotzeh Nafshi B'davar Elai, the Klal Yisrael's neshama going out, it was a pu'ula of Klal Yisrael as much as HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't kill them. We were so filled with anticipation that there was a tzias neshama. So it could be that's the pshat.
You do have at the end maybe, of the pashas.
Maybe that's the crying of a...
What? Sorry?
Go ahead, Yaman, go ahead.
Maybe Tachas, that Maybe that's the crying of a baby when it's born.
Yes, one is when he's born. One is when you die, because when you die, it's a certain shleimus of the adamatzmai. So correct, it is the same. It's the same. It says that all these kolos, and this is one of kolos. When a chai is your ledes, anytime you something comes out the fall in a big way, in such a way, it's machayev kol, correct? Yeah, Rav Fall, you.
I just said you do find at the end of Parashas Mishpatim that there was simcha. They were mesamech, just
right. But it's almost like, I don't know, it's anticlimactic. I don't know. It's not. It doesn't say together with the kolos and the brokim that there was rakidus and. Okay, good. Agutivach.